If you're listening to this, you have been framed. Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of Framed. My name is Joy. How's it going? I know you'll miss me, but what can I say? I'm a nice guy. You haven't met me, have you? Well, yesterday's episode wasn't able to go out, so we're doing it today. And everything was caused by Francis. You know, you just gotta blame that guy, man. You just gotta blame him. I know you're feeling sympathy for him these days, but you should meet him. Maybe one time would. I'll make him do the show. That way you find out how he is and how evil he can be. Nonetheless, today's episode is a fun one, something that would help you as a creative and give you a different perspective on how to create and how to go about your creativity in general. So stick around, and if you're new here, kindly click the subscribe button, leave us a comment or a review, and enjoy. Less is more. I know you've heard this before. It's probably the most abused concept or thing after Gobe. If you don't know what Gobe is, then you're not a Ghanaian. So it's beings. Loved. The best thing ever. Nonetheless, the concept has stood the test of time and has proven useful in countless ways and fields. A couple of weeks ago, I spoke about the concept of minimalism and its benefits. If you haven't listened to that, I suggest you pause this one and go listen to that one. But if you have, then you're in luck, because today I'll be talking about what it, that is minimalism, obviously, can do for your creativity. Minimalism isn't something that comes easy to us as creators. Basically, it's not second nature for us to keep things simple. Just because something doesn't come easy or naturally doesn't mean it isn't good or useful. Heck, I used to be very messy. If they played Captain Planet and Captain Mess, yes, that was me. So if I say that my life was full of sparkles and rainbows of cleanliness, bruh, I did lie you pass. But despite my natural affinity towards messiness, I found love, or more so the need for minimalism and simple living, to help me remain organized and narrow down my essentials, thus invigorating my passion for creative living. Telling you to practice minimalism, or choosing to practice minimalism on your own, may seem structured, but there's so much good that comes from intentionally simplifying your life. It helps you to focus on one thing and do it well, whether it's creating, writing, playing, shooting, drawing, etc. Yes, I'm ranting on and on. I know you subscribe for the good stuff, So let me give you the good stuff. Let me give you the juice. First of all, as a creative, minimalism helps you decide when to say no. What do I mean? Whether it's an invitation to an event or a project you've been debating on starting, learning how and when to say no can be tricky and a slippery slope. Some of you worry too much about letting people down, while some of you just love to be busy all the time. Or you just enjoy having things going on for you all the time. But being busy because you want to be can be unhealthy and unproductive at times. Not all the time. Sometimes. If you're someone who tends to overcommit themselves, minimalism can be a conduit to a more simplified schedule or to-do list. You have to learn to slow down. This is a key principle in being a minimalist. Focus on yourself and your responsibilities, and anything that distracts you, you can say no to. Minimize your expectations of a typical life that everyone is living. Learning to let go of distraction or distracting possessions can be very liberating. Make your own path, your own destiny. Create your own experience. This way, you can be free to adventure and experiment and live a more joyful, radically life. If you feel minimalism is just about filling your space with less items, then I encourage you to allow your creativity to lead the way. This way, you'll be open to a world of limitless possibilities and creativity. Bonus tip. Minimalism helps you build constraints in your life. The option of multiple choices is distracting. It breeds anxiety because we find it overwhelming. Psychologists call this the paradox of choice. We feel anxious because we are scared of making the wrong choice, choosing the wrong colors, the wrong clothes, the wrong settings, the wrong camera, the wrong lens, the wrong hoobla. Never mind. And to fix this, we need to limit the amount of decisions available. Our creativity needs space to breathe. So it's important to give serious thought to where your creativity sits on your list of priorities. And it should be very high. It should be very high up. We need creativity because we are born to be creative. And it feeds our soul. There is a reason coloring books for adults have come into fashion. It doesn't have to be art. It can be photography, putting old cars back together, building something, writing, gardening, or anything else you enjoy. Perhaps you've always wanted to start your own business, but you feel too busy to even consider starting it. Think about how much attention you've given it lately. And then think about how much you wish you'd have given it. Now, give yourself that permission by prioritizing it over all other things that aren't adding value to your life. Do you really want to meet up with those people? Does your house really need that cleaning again? Ask yourself what else you could do with that time, and then put it to good use. Realizing less is more is a good place to begin from. You really don't have to add that extra adjustment layer to that edit you've made. Boss, color grading, no, a boost grab, just color correct, no, keke. Ya bread. Oh, you don't have to always attend those parties. It's okay to let people down sometimes. Less is more. Less doubting yourselves equals more clicking of your shutter button. Less editing equals more analysis of your shots. This goes both ways for either photo or video. You can do a lot, but know when it's too much. Less stuff equals more space. Having less items creates more space. The spaces we surround ourselves with can impact our lives more than we may realize. It could greatly affect our mood and how we feel. The art of decluttering and letting go of things that do not deserve us anymore allow us to have more space to enjoy, and the fewer things you have allows for that process to be easier. Less spending equals more money. Money. Do you ever feel, or do you ever go on an all-out shopping spree just to feel guilty for spending so much money within hours? The value of things loses its worth over time, but the feeling of guilt and debt are here to stay, brother. We tend to feel more positive when we are saving money instead of spending it. It leads to a real sense of security and preparation of future circumstances. Before you receive your next flash sale email or go out to the store to buy something, simply don't. And see how you feel. Less social media equals more time to read. Less working hard equals more working smart. Have you ever felt that there are not enough hours in the day to accomplish all that you want to do? When it comes to productivity, we tend to focus on how long things take instead of what we actually accomplish. Instead of always feeling that you are behind, try to automate some processes, create a routine, and measure your results in order to begin being more productive. Less talking equals more listening. Listening is one of the greatest gifts that we can give to someone else. Often, we feel like we need to share our stories or give advice, like what I'm doing, and don't really take into consideration that sometimes the other person just wants to be heard. Next time you find yourself in this situation, take a moment to simply engage by listening to the other person, like me, who will really appreciate your chance to share. The concept of less is more is based on the value of simplicity, and that by having less, you can actually create life of more. You can still feel secure and happy with less, because you are gaining so much more value in your life. What do you gain by having less? Well, by having less, you gain clarity. By having less, you gain space. By having less, you gain focus. By having less, you gain more. Remember, less is more. Okay, congratulations, you've made it to the end of the episode. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo. You did good, you did good. So, there is so much content about minimalism and talking about less. See the irony in it? Talking about less, but there's more of it. Less is more. You know, like, I'm a smart guy, you know? But if you're new here, click the subscribe button to win free prizes. And by prizes, I mean surprises, because this is a free freaking show. What more do you? Just click the subscribe button and leave us a comment or a review. If you're interested in more of this content, send me a message on my Instagram and Twitter. That is at nothingbutjoy on Instagram. That's nothingbut.joy on Instagram. And YaoTutu, that is YaoTutu on Twitter. And as always, stay safe and inner peace. I'll see you in the next episode.